This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. President Biden kicks off the fall campaign season today with visits to two swing states, Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Expect to hear a lot today and in the coming weeks about kitchen table economics, including student loan forgiveness. The Biden administration is canceling up to $20,000 in student debt. That's grabbed much of the headlines. But there are also some big changes ahead for income-based repayment programs, including this: keeping unpaid interest from accruing so loans don't mushroom over time. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on that.
Interest rates on student loans can be high, 4, 6, 8%. For many borrowers in income-driven repayment plans, that can mean the amount they owe continues to grow, even when they're making payments. Take this example from Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors.
Let's say you have a borrower that's accruing $100 a month in interest, and their calculated income-driven plan amount is $50.
They're paying $50 a month toward their loan, but also accruing $50 a month in interest, which gets added to the principal.
But under this plan, the government would forgive that extra $50.
And the borrower's balance would not keep growing. Feniba Otto at UNC Chapel Hill says that would be especially significant for Black borrowers who tend to take out larger loans and enroll in income-based repayment.
The Black-white debt disparity grows over time, in large part because white borrowers were able to pay down their debt faster.
While Black borrowers, she says, are more likely to struggle to make payments right after college and watch their loans grow. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.